This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Senate Finance Committee met Thursday to get an update on the state budget crisis.
It's almost all minus signs.
Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur asked how this happened, and legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht ran it down.
We lost 5 years of oil price run-up in 5 months. We've had a weakening economy all through calendar year 2015. The employment growth rates have gotten slower and slower and slower, lower and lower and lower. And for 3 months now, we've actually had absolute decline in total employment in the state.
What are the sectors that see a decline?
The scariest one is corporate, because it's still year-to-date through December a net negative total collection.
Businesses have collected more in state tax refunds than they paid in.
I'm going to say $500+ million.
Checks that the state has written?
Correct.
Some committee members didn't want to believe it, like former House Appropriations Chair, now Senator, Jim Fannin.
The numbers are not the same, and I don't feel like it was accurate in what was presented at that time versus what I'm seeing today or what I heard in October. So I'm wondering where the confidence level that I need to know that we're short today.
Chairman LaFleur responded.
Thank you, Senator Fannin. I've accepted a lot of numbers over the last 4 or 5 years that never gelled out. If you remember, we passed balanced budgets, and just a matter of months later, we were back over here for the same problem. The numbers were wrong.
And he added,
we're probably just as much to blame of why we find ourselves here today than just about anybody, because we voted for those same measures that were presented to us.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.